just about 3 years ago, early in the year 2000, the number of women connected to the internet caught up with the number of digitally connected men. And now, more American women are online than men. But there's one big exception, older women. Women over the age of 65 are more reluctant to use the internet than any other group. As NPR's Margot Adler reports, that's partly because elderly people make up the one category for which the digital divide is not closing rapidly.
The numbers and studies may vary, but almost everyone agrees that there is a gray gap, what Lee Rainey, director of the Pew Internet and American Life Project, calls the most intractable part of the digital divide in our culture. Rainey says 80% of people under age 30 are online, and those that aren't say they'll be there soon.
In contrast to that, only one-fifth of the people who are 65 and older use the internet, and the people who do not use the internet in that age group say, we don't really want it, we don't really need it, we have no use for it, and we're not likely to get online. So it's the most persistent part of the divide that exists in the internet population, while some of the other gaps are closing. The race gap is closing. The income gap is closing. The gap between rural and suburban America is closing. But the age gap is the one part of this story that doesn't seem to be changing very much.
And according to Pew's figures, only 14% of women over 65 are online, compared to 26% of men, still low. Nielsen Net Ratings, which looks at the internet use of more than 50,000 people who have agreed to participate in their surveys, has somewhat higher figures for the elderly. But the use of the internet by elderly women is still well below that of elderly men. There are no systematic studies to explain why this gender gap persists, but there are some obvious factors. Most people come to computers through their jobs, and for the generation in their 60s and older, men have had more exposure to the work world. Then there's the kind of education many women had 50 years ago. Harriet Harris is standing in line at the Jewish Community Center in Manhattan to register. It's one of the many places across the country where SeniorNet gives computer courses. SeniorNet has seniors teaching seniors. An African-American woman, 73 years of age, Harriet Harris says she is the oldest member of a four-generational family, and she would like to keep in touch with her far-flung relatives. But when she thinks about why she never got connected, she thinks back to being a woman in school more than 50 years ago.
I graduated from high school at a point at which you had to make a decision about whether you were going to be going into an academic college-bound course or, quotes, commercial course. And the commercial course meant typing and business machines and all of that stuff. And those of us who thought we were superior never gave it a thought and moved on and managed not to need those skills. So it wasn't even part of my thinking.
Also standing in line is Sonia Halpern, who is in her 60s and uses a wheelchair. She's an educated woman who spent time in diplomacy, but finds her computer at home very difficult.
You know, I get all the time, I make some crazy mistakes, I suppose because I also probably don't use the mouse very well. And you
they
know,
say that that's the issue for so many people, that the mouse is really difficult.
Yes, I guess sometimes it goes too fast, and mine seems to be very sensitive. So I imagine, because I'm getting these things where they say you did something illegal or, you know, or I don't know.
And your reaction to that is like, what did I do? Did I break it?
You know, am I going to jail now? I was told it's silly because you really cannot kill the damn computer. You know, I suppose also the fact that there is a part of shame in it, I imagine, because it's strange to be illiterate.
These themes come up all the time. The fear of breaking something, not being able to use the mouse, a feeling of humiliation as well as worry about expense, worry about the online environment. What isn't in this room is the feeling of cyberspace as a place of limitless possibilities, that as we become older and feebler, the wired world will extend our eyes and ears and limbs, bringing the world of news and shops and ideas to us, even if our physical movements are constrained. And yet these women here are ahead of the pack because organizations like SeniorNet get elderly people who are motivated enough to take a course. So what about the rest of the elderly population? Toby Dichter is director of Generations Online, a nonprofit organization that provides special computer training software to senior centers, libraries, retirement homes, and other locations where older people congregate. After leaving the corporate world and noticing the gray divide, she thought, what if you made computers simple and free and put them in a public place?
You know, people who choose to go to a laboratory, they have self-selected. They're not afraid. This is wonderful. People who are in digital denial, I don't want it, I don't need it, I'm too old, I'm too dumb, they do not believe that they can do this. They're not going to go into a laboratory and take a course. Therefore, if it's in the lobby of a senior center, colorful, friendly, big words, big type, no advertising, how many times we have heard them say, oh, if I'd have known it was this easy, then I would have tried it before.
Dichter takes me into the American Postal Workers House in Philadelphia, a HUD-funded housing project for the elderly with about 300 apartments. There are two computers, one with Generations Online software and the other used primarily for games. More than 35 residents have taken the classes, and one of those residents is 73-year-old Ching Gao. She's what we might call a news junkie. Her English is still shaky, but as she sits at the computer, the internet brings her the world. More specifically, it brings her Beijing.
I like world news and the China news.
The China news?
Yes.
So you type in chinanews.com.
Ah, here it is, China News. The Chinese letters in multiple colors fill the screen. There are pictures everywhere. Ching Gao has been in the United States for 15 years, but her life didn't leave much time for learning English or computers.
I come here, I was poor. I needed to work, made money. I don't learn English and the computer.
How much time every day are you here in this room?
Oh, God. Maybe I 2 hours and more 2 hours.
Dichter says many things about computers are not obvious to the elderly, particularly when hands are a bit shaky and eyes might miss the little blue arrow on the top left. But there are strategies like two-handed mousing and simplifying the jargon.
If you say to somebody, well, just scroll down, that's a term of art. That's not intuitive. None of this is intuitive.
Dichter says there are also things that particularly apply to women. Back in the line for SeniorNet courses in Manhattan, 68-year-old Sylvia Lefevre is registering for her second computer course.
Even taking the first course, you still feel uncomfortable?
Yes. It is such an ingrained thing, you know. People tell me, you can't break it. I don't really believe them.
One of the things we found in our early studies was that that generation, but women particularly, are afraid of breaking something.
Again, Toby Dichter of Generations Online. And Dichter says good teachers for the elderly emphasize one thing above all.
Look, I'm banging on it. Nothing can happen. It isn't your fault. You didn't break it.
It may take this kind of reassurance, as well as strategies like two-handed mousing, simplified jargon, and free computers in public places, to get a majority of the elderly, and in particular elderly women, to begin to embrace the internet. After that, who knows where cyberspace will take them? It's a place where age and physical ability may matter very little. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.